underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about how to fast. A while ago, we had a message on secret weapon. And I would invite you to listen to that one too if you haven't. Secret weapon is actually fasting. And this one goes along with that one because this is how to fast. Fasting like Jesus Christ said it in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have the reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. When you fast, don't tell people about it. Don't let it be known. Don't ring the bell. Hey, come on, people. Look at me. I'm fasting. Look at me. Or don't put on your face, oh, I'm so, you know, I'm going through it today. I know I'm fasting today. You know, I'm holier than thou. You know, don't touch me. I'm too holy for you. Don't you see me? I'm fasting right now. No, that's not what he's asking us to do. Be natural. You don't have to show it off because you're doing it to God. And fasting is actually something that you love, that you care for, that you're giving up, offering up to God as a sacrifice. That's what fasting is about. Because you can fast, offer your time. Like people who go volunteer somewhere, that's a fast. You can fast with food. Food is the most common one, and that's the one we're going to talk about today. Or you can fast with money, give some money to people. Something that you really love and care for, you offer it to God as a sacrifice. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that if you smoke cigarette and you love smoking cigarette, you offer that to God. No, that's actually withholding yourself from it. It's not fasting. It is stopping a bad behavior, something you're not supposed to be doing in the first place because you're destroying yourself. Anyways, so when you're fasting, the first thing you do is to go in prayer, to ask God, I would like to fast in such and such day, in such and such way. You submit it to him first. Now, if he agrees to it, you're going to see that the fast is going to go smoothly. An example, somebody who has a job and would like to fast 3 days from Friday to Saturday, or no, Friday to Sunday, and he prays and offers it to God and submit it to God, he will notice that on that Friday when he starts, even at work, they're not going to give him much to deal with. That is God moving things around to ease it up on you so you can concentrate on the fast. Most of the time, that's how you know that God is approving your fast. And as you fast, you stay focused on God. You be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you watch, what you entertain yourself with. And you focus more on God. Read more your Bible. Listen to Christian music. And before you break, you pray and offer it up to God. And then you break. On the time of break, it's usually advised to break with veggies and fruits because that's easy for your body to process. You break with that first. Now, you have to also see the ways of fasting that comes into play. Because if you look at it, there is a one-day fast, which is you only eat once a day, or you skip a meal, or however you can do it, or you just drink water all day, or you can do Daniel fast, which is written in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 3.
I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled.
That's the Daniel fast I'm talking about. For 3 weeks, he didn't eat meat. He didn't eat pleasant food. Another alternative of that Daniel fast is what they call water only, which is 21 days, 3 weeks, with nothing but water. And you can do whatever alternative you want. Eat once a day for 21 days, however you want to do it. But that's the Daniel fast. But you also have Esther fast, which is mentioned in Esther chapter 4, verse 16.
Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Susa and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day.
And the scripture continues. But the fast here is 3 days and three nights. No food, no water, completely dry. When somebody say Esther fast, that's the one he's referring to. 3 days, three nights, no food, no water. And also you have Jesus fast in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 2.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry.
This is the toughest fast I can ever recall. I mean, you can have whatever alternative you want to do it, but it's 40 days. You can either choose to do 40 days of eating once a day, 40 days of eating once every 3 days, or 40 days water only, or 40 days however you can. When you go by fasting, you can choose whichever you want to do when it comes to the food fast. Of course, you choose the number of days that you want to go by. So far, the number of days that I've seen is 1, 3, 21, 40. Those are the efficient numbers that people usually go by. If you really want to fast and see some results, go by that. And usually when you do a fast of 1 day and it doesn't work, in a sense of having a family member that is lost and you will want him to come to Jesus, or you have a family member who's a drug addict and you're praying for that person to have a Jesus moment, you're not going to fast for 1 day and think that that's going to work. Come on, people. The person is addicted. What do you think? He's battling heavy demons. Gonna have to come with some heavy guns. Have to come out with a Esther fast, or a 21-day water fast, or even 40 days. Let's say you try 1 day fast, and you watch the person, he's out there, he's still crazy. You know deep down this didn't work. Well, it's time to go stronger. Go to the Esther fast. The bottom line is, once you're asking for something, no matter what is it that you're asking for God, and you try one fast, and you feel that this wasn't enough, or it didn't work, look, go for the next one. Hit harder. Like Jesus said, knock and the door will be open. Hit harder. And eventually, Holy Spirit is going to tell you, okay, that's enough. You might not see it right now, but believe me, it's on the way. It's done. Fasting is that powerful because God honors those sacrifices. So proceed honorably, with humility, with love, and you're going to see some results in your life. Amen? And that's what Holy Spirit has put in my heart for you, church. And until next time, underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.